General fine-tuning techniques. General techniques for fine-tuning master scheduling include establishing criteria for accepting an unexpected new customer order or expediting an existing customer order, coordinating engineering configuration changes, maintaining schedule integrity, understanding the consequences of an unrealistic schedule, responding proactively to changes in suppliers' capabilities, availability of materials or parts, timely delivery and overall performance, establishing criteria for new/unexpected orders or expediting. Fine-tuning the master schedule often involves the weighing of choices. A master scheduler may receive change requests such as, "We'd like to reschedule our order," or, "We have a major rush order and would like to know if you can fulfill it." What factors should be considered when deciding if the organization can accommodate such requests? Exhibit 4-45 illustrates the type of issues that have to be considered and who should be involved in the decision-making process. Coordinating engineering configuration changes. It is important for the master scheduler to keep a close watch on any engineering changes, as they can be among the most expensive changes in the organization. An engineering change could involve people from across the organization, including production control, line management, design engineering, manufacturing engineering, and purchasing. The engineering control process is a technique used by the master scheduler to maintain the integrity of the data that feed both into and out of the master production schedule, MPS. Exhibit 4-46 details the key features of the engineering change process, including the use of effectivity dates to help manage the process within MPS. Maintaining schedule integrity. Safety stock and hedges are additional ways to positively impact schedule integrity. These give the master scheduler authority to make trade-offs that might be necessary to match demand and capacity in the slushy period between the demand time fence, DTF, and the planning time fence, PTF. Enable the master scheduler to see parts availability or capacity problems. Create a more stable MPS to prevent nervousness in material requirements planning. Safety stock. Safety stock assists the master scheduler in planning software by maintaining schedule integrity. Safety stock can help meet customer service level goals. Exhibit 4-47 displays a master schedule with a safety stock policy of 5 units. In this example, going below safety stock does not automatically result in an MPS order within the PTF. Instead, the system is providing an action message to the master scheduler. However, the system has automatically rescheduled the planned order in week 10 to week 9 to prevent the projected available balance in week 9 from falling below the safety stock level. This is in line with the policy of allowing master planning software to reschedule orders outside the PTF. Exhibit 4-47, Safety Stock with PTF Decision Rule. Let's examine the choices related to the action message. What trade-off might be made? The projected available balance in week 5 has fallen below the required safety stock level to 0 units. An action message suggests moving the MPS in week 6 to week 5. The risk to customer service is marginal, but that risk needs to be weighed against the negative impact on the stability of the MPS and on material requirements planning. Many would argue in favor of stability because the risk to customer service is relatively low. The forecast still has units yet to be consumed in prior periods. In other cases, the days of supply might not be affected much by allowing a projected use of safety stock. Hedges. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines hedge, and contained within this definition are two related terms, volume hedge and product mix hedge, as follows. Hedge. In master scheduling, a scheduled quantity to protect against uncertainty in demand or supply. The hedge is similar to safety stock, except that a hedge has the dimension of timing as well as amount. Volume hedge. A volume hedge or market hedge is carried at the master schedule or production plan level. The master scheduler plans excess quantities over and above the demand quantities in given periods beyond some time fence such that, if the hedge is not needed, it can be rolled forward before major resources must be committed to produce the hedge and put it in inventory. Product mix hedge. A product mix hedge is an approach where several interrelated optional items are overplanned. Sometimes, using a planning bill, the sum of the percent mix can exceed 100% by a defined amount, thus triggering additional hedge planning. A product hedge can be used when options are being planned, as in final assembly scheduling. The product mix percentages may be adjusted and, in total, even exceed the aggregate or 100% forecast to account for individual product mix trends. Then the percentages may be readjusted as the demand picture stabilizes or continues to change. Understanding the consequences of an unrealistic schedule. Two basic rules of master scheduling hold true despite the industry. The master production schedule must be realistic. The master scheduler must fully understand the impact of the MPS on all aspects inside and outside the organization. So what happens when one or both of these rules are broken? Let's look at two scheduling mistakes. Overloaded master schedule. A common mistake is an overloaded master schedule. Most master schedulers will face this issue at some point in their career. The first reaction many schedulers have is to level the load. This usually means moving MPS in the early weeks to later weeks, thereby shifting the early overload to later periods where there's more room. This sounds easy, but what is not often taken into consideration is the customer orders that are attached to the MPS that were just moved out. This raises the question of which customer orders will be repromised. It is also necessary to determine who has the responsibility for notifying the customer and to prompt this person to do so as needed. There are three techniques for dealing with an overloaded master schedule, the 5 whys. This is an iterative question-asking approach used to explore cause and effect relationships and get at the underlying cause of a problem. Managing output. This technique reduces the master schedule to demonstrated output and then slowly increases it to grow capacity. The gradual rise will draw attention to capacity constraints such as labor, bottlenecks, delivery issues, etc. level adjustments. 100% manufacturing facility utilization and labor efficiency is not realistic for most organizations. This technique adjusts the level of the master schedule to the capacity actually demonstrated and encourages incremental increases in output. Each month shows a slight increase to gradually raise the bar. Wrong planning horizon. To obtain good planning results, the master production schedule must have the proper planning horizon. If the horizon is too long, the organization may have inaccurate numbers due to fluctuations in demand. If the horizon is too short, purchase orders will generally have to be placed in less than normal lead time. A balance is needed. Overall, it is important to keep in mind that the S&OP planning horizon needs to take into consideration all supply-demand lead times. It must consider those items that are production-based. Responding proactively to changes, supply and supplier-related issues can have a considerable effect on the master schedule. In today's manufacturing environment, manufacturers and their suppliers both want to operate with low inventory levels and costs while maintaining high levels of schedule adherence. Timely sharing of information and business needs with responsive suppliers is critical to this objective and is particularly critical to master scheduling. The delivery of materials from suppliers is a vital link in the success of the master scheduling process. The master production schedule assumes the following. Materials of the right quantity and quality will be on hand when work orders are released by production control. The supplier's capacity and ability to deliver are as stated in current lot size and lead time information. Suppliers are able to react to production control requests or notices to correct parts shortages or to reschedule deliveries because of slippages in the schedule. Actions necessary to manage supply and supplier-related issues that affect the success of master scheduling include the following. Changes in supplier delivery capabilities. Monitor variability in supplier capacity and adjust lead times and lot sizes as necessary. Carry safety stock as necessary. Availability of parts during shop floor execution. Communicate status of materials information to suppliers, for example, by material requirements, planning exception reports, and action messages to prevent shortages. Slippages in production schedules. Communicate schedule requirements and changes effectively by sharing the master schedule with suppliers. For example, faxing or emailing purchase order change actions enables suppliers to react to but not see the manufacturer's internal scheduling constraints. Supplier performance. Execute effective supplier selection and collaboration processes. Sharing the MPS information with suppliers is important because it enables suppliers to anticipate and not just react to the supply needs of their customers. In many cases, organizations engage each of the techniques described above at different levels of specificity. Note that not all the techniques reviewed are equally advantageous for all environments. The ultimate goal for the organization is to synchronize operations and become more effective and efficient.